Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the scripture lesson which was just read. In today's text, we learn that the Israelites were now in the third month of their journey after leaving the land of Egypt when they finally came to the desert of Sinai. And here the people rested from their travels and they set up camp in front of a mountain. The Israelites were going to be here at this camp in front of this mountain for an extended period of time. During this time of rest from their journey, the people would experience some wonderful and amazing things at this location. Here they would have the privilege of seeing the fire of the Lord burn with billows of smoke on the top of this mountain. Here they would feel the earth tremble violently as the Lord himself would descend upon this mountain. Here the people would listen to the voice of God speaking from this same mountain. Here they would receive the written word of God inscribed upon two stone tablets recorded with the Ten Commandments. Here the Lord would establish a special covenant of blood with his people. Here on this mountain, the law would be delivered through divine revelation through the prophet Moses. Here the people would learn how to properly worship and serve the Lord as their God. In our text for today, the Lord called to Moses from the mountain. The Lord had a message for Moses to speak to the people. God wanted to remind the Israelites of their special relationship to him. God had graciously delivered these people from their oppression that they suffered back in Egypt. He had carried them on eagle's wings to a safe place where they now could worship him and serve him without fear and the threat of persecution from their enemies. God would make a covenant with them. And of all the nations in this world, these people would now be set apart as holy to serve the Lord. Even though God created the entire world and he was the rightful owner and possessor of all things and all nations, the Lord had now chosen these descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be his special people, to make them into a kingdom of priests to serve and worship the Lord. And in our text, God reminds the people that they are to faithfully listen to his word and diligently keep this holy covenant if they are to remain as his holy people. Faithfulness to God's word, faithfulness to that covenant of blood which God would make with them, that was the response God was now looking for. After all, he had done so much for them as their God. He delivered them from slavery. He physically saved them from harm and danger through their safe crossing through the waters of the Red Sea. He graciously and miraculously provided for their bodily needs, giving them food and water in the desert wilderness. Of course, the journey thus far had not been easy. There were moments when they feared for the safety of their lives. There were times when they grumbled and complained because there was little to eat and to drink. But yet God did not abandon these people. He led them out of Egypt and to this holy mountain and provided for their needs every step of the way. Without his care and protection, they surely would have perished during these past few months of this desert journey. Like the Israelites in our text for today, all of us here this morning are also on a journey. As baptized Christians, our journey is a journey of faith, a journey that will ultimately lead us to the promised land of heaven, where we will be welcomed into the glories of eternal life someday. But until we reach that eternal home, we find ourselves traveling through the wilderness of this world, a world full of sin and every kind of evil, a journey that leads us to places filled with threats and all kinds of dangers, both physical and spiritual. Truly, without God's grace and mercy and protection along the way, we will surely perish. And now, by the grace and providence of God, our earthly journey has led us here to Concordia Theological Seminary, where we will remain for perhaps an extended period of time. For those of you studying to become pastors or deaconesses in the church, your journey here perhaps was not that easy. You may have had to leave behind many loved ones, family members, and friends. Perhaps you resigned from a well-paying job, or you left behind the financial comforts of a successful secular occupation. And now you have journeyed here to this seminary as your temporary home, where you will remain for an extended period of time until you're ready to pack up and move once again to that first call into the ministry. But yet you have not wandered here by chance. You have not arrived here by mere accident. You have been led by God to this place for a specific purpose. You've come here to listen to the voice of God speaking to you in the words of the Holy Scriptures. You've come here to grow in the fear and the knowledge of the Lord. You've come here to learn how to properly worship the Lord in His holy word and sacraments. You've come here to learn how to become one of His faithful servants, to fulfill a calling that will set you apart as a called worker in the Church of Jesus Christ. And during your sojourn here at the seminary, you will experience many wonderful things. Of course, you may not see the fire of God burning with great smoke as the Israelites did at Mount Sinai. You may not feel the earth tremble under your feet. You may not experience great signs and wonders, but you will learn to appreciate the holy written word of God as it's recorded in the Old and New Testaments. You will learn to value the gift of holy baptism. You will learn to treasure the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, received in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of all of our sins. You will learn to trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ as the revelation of that new covenant that was sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ shed for the sins of the entire world. This place may not prove to be as sensational for you as what took place for the Israelites at Mount Sinai, but yet this place will offer you the opportunity to hear the word of the Lord, to treasure His holy covenant, and to learn how to properly worship and serve the Lord as one of His humble servants. And just like the Israelites in our text for today, God calls us to a life of faithfulness to our vocation. The word of God spoken in the gospel is meant for us to hear and to believe with sincere faith. That covenant of forgiveness of sins through the blood of Christ is something we are to guard and to keep and to administer as that which is holy and sacred. The baptism that we have received is a daily reminder that now we are the children of God solely by grace. God has delivered us from out of this world of sin and death to become His holy people. And God wants us to continue to believe in Him and serve in Him by faith. He has made us a holy nation where we are to serve Him as priests who offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God only through faith in Jesus Christ. We have come here to learn how to be His faithful servants in our churchly vocation as we prepare for the next leg of our journey. It is our prayer that all who come to this place may be enriched in the Christian faith, may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord during their sojourn here at the seminary. May each of you find strength in the Word of God, comfort and peace in His holy sacrament, and hope for the future as you wait for the next part of your journey to begin. May the triune God who once partially revealed Himself at Mount Sinai, and has now fully revealed Himself in His Son, Jesus Christ. May He richly bless you in your studies and make you faithful for service to Him in His church. In the name of Jesus, Amen.